Well, at this point in time, we're disappointed, but we haven't given up hope. I've personally written to Theresa May on three separate occasions and haven't had the courtesy of a reply. I've also written to David Cameron at Downing Street twice, and twice his office have replied that he's going to look into the situation and will respond. But this is over the past 12 months this has happened, and no response, so I suspect I was just being fobbed off. However, our MP, Andrea Leadsom, has been a real champion for us. She's been working hard behind the scenes, trying to schedule meetings with Theresa May and other colleagues in the Commons to gain support for what we're asking for.
If you are extradited?
I really don't know. Certainly the psychological evaluation of myself was that they would put me on suicide watch because they feel that the pressures of being confined, separated from my wife, who's a great tower of strength for me, would be too much for me to bear. And, you know, so, you know, I think that, you know, it would be a real serious issue. There was a very strong likelihood that I would take my life. And, you know, knowing my wife the way I do, she just couldn't survive something like that. It's just, you know, she wouldn't survive being held in prison. She's an honest, law-abiding person who's never done anything wrong in her life. And it's just unbearable to think about. The reality is that we're in our late 50s. If we were held in jail for 2 or 3 years in the US before a trial and we proved our innocence at that trial, we would be in our, you know, 62, 63 years of age when we would suddenly be found innocent. We wouldn't be entitled to any compensation. Our home would have been repossessed because nobody would have been paying the mortgage. What would have happened to our possessions in that home, I have no idea, because who would take care of them? So we would effectively be coming back to the UK as broken, penniless people.
Except you'd have cleared your name and you'd still have each other.
We would have cleared our name and still have each other. And that's all we would have to cling on to.
That's a lot, considering what you're facing at the moment.
It's certainly better than what we have now, I agree. But, you know, how do you begin to rebuild your life? We would, you know, as elderly people, you know, we would be offered perhaps sheltered housing or something. The prospects of finding work at that age are slim to none. And it just doesn't look good. Most likely my father would have passed away. He's now an elderly gentleman at the moment. We would have had to find a new home for our dogs, who are like our children. It's just really, really grim.